the latest news and events. But what you think about it all is up to you.
We've all got a right to our opinions.
Alan Stock on KXNT.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay.
Step in the Limelight. And, of course, it was a big hit. Great. Great stuff. Yeah. 434 at KXNT. Music takes me back. Great to have you with us this afternoon. I want to thank you so much for joining us. We do have the Pet Pick of the Week coming up during the next hour. Movie reviews today and much, much more going on. Today's Flag Day. Hope you're flying the flag today. And this Sunday is Father's Day. Now, with that in mind, I just talked a few moments ago about the survey that shows that fathers are tired of seeing dads portrayed as doofuses when it comes to advertising, which you've seen for many, 20, 25 years or something like that. What about the importance of dads being part of their kids' lives in general, especially if they're going to be going through a divorce? Well, joining us right now on the KXNT Live Line is the CEO of Cordell & Cordell, Scott Trout. And Scott, thank you so much for joining us here on KXNT.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, I don't want to whine about it, but dads are not necessarily getting a fair shake in society today as they once did. I'm just telling you how it is.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the frustrating truth is that many guys discover that at every turn when they go through the family court system, it seems to be just stacked against them. You know, there are these gender stereotypes that stem from the nuclear families of the 60s that just aren't reality anymore. And we have a new Pew research study that was released today that really supports that fact that, you know, we have about 67% of the families are now dual income families. So the roles have drastically changed for guys, but we've got to get the court system to catch up with them.
Right. And a lot of guys, I imagine, are, you know, when they're going through a divorce, I imagine it's very, very difficult because I've known people who've gone through divorces, by the way. And, you know, Dr. Laurie used to say you should love your kids more than you hate each other. Right. But I've seen situations where people went through a divorce. I knew a guy and his ex-wife to be. Just made him to be like a fool to the kids, and there was a difficult situation when it came to relationships.
It's huge. You know, you've got to deal with your ex-spouse for maybe the next 18 to 20 years, so you've got to find a way to make it work. And you're going to be faced with perhaps an angry ex who's going to badmouth you along the way. You got to be bigger than that. You're going to be trapped into thinking that you want to fight back and tell the kids exactly what the truth is, that mom's lying, but you've got to be bigger. You've got to step forward and try to make it as comfortable for the kids as possible, because the studies show, you know, we look at these, the two parents that are actively involved, that don't demean and disparage each other, those kids wind up so much better in life, more successful, better grades, better health, emotional and physical.
I imagine it's tough. I mean, fortunately, I have not been through a divorce, but I can only imagine how difficult it is for people in general, and again, in this day and age, for dads. When you folks work with men, because I know you work with men a lot who are going through divorces, what do you tell them about what to do? What kind of advice do you give them so they can, I'm just going to put this straight, like be on equal footing with the mom who's, you know, part of the divorce?
The most important thing you can do as a guy is become actively involved. You know, it may have been a situation where you were the breadwinner and you didn't have the opportunity to be a caretaker or be as involved as you wanted, but now you have to make some choices. You have to make some lifestyle changes. And so being actively involved and going to doctors and going to parent-teacher conferences and you know, most importantly, be honest with your kids. And so, you know, acknowledge that things are different, but it's okay. And it's okay to feel sad, but you're going to make it through. And those are really important things to not only address the physical time and what you do, but to address the emotional time.
Yeah, I think this is such a timely discussion. You heard what I said also a few moments ago about the survey that was also out that I just have in front of me here about how fathers are tired of seeing doofus dads in advertising. And how many times do you see where you have ads come up And the guy doesn't know squat. He is a dummy. And the woman is strong. She's smart. And she will say, I'll save the day. And, you know, I mean, I got where it came from a long time ago. They've tried to, I'm going to say it, feminize men so they're not as strong as they used to be. And I think that's been a huge problem in our society for young men growing up trying to have a strong male as a role model when they look at TV and they just see a bunch of doofuses out there.
Right. I mean, guys think they have to change the nature of their being just because they want to be a caretaker, and they don't. They should, you know, they want to be emasculated. You know, the study, in fact, still 1 in 7 Americans don't think men should be able to take paternity leave. It's crazy. But now dads are more involved in their kids' lives than they were 50 years ago. In fact, the time they spend is triple. But yet, we still portray guys, like you suggest, as doofuses. And that carries over into the court system, the judges, and we're just trying to step on toes, you know, unapologetically, and break those stereotypes, try to help guys along the way.
So, I mean, by the way, you know, no, this is a huge discussion here. So, Scott Trout, he's CEO of Cordell & Cordell, and so, you know, it was the truth for a long time that dads were very strong. I mean, growing up in the 50s, you always had very, very strong. And as I mentioned earlier, before you got on the phone with me, you know, the dads would come home from work, father knows best and all that, and they'd keep their suit on while they sat down and read the paper and smoked their pipe, you know. Sure. And the wife, good wife, always would greet them with this big, you know, fancy dress and everything like that. Everything was always perfect. Well, that's not how life was, but that's how it was portrayed. But men were strong. Now we got away from that. Women became strong. Men became emasculated. So do you see that now? I mean, with the survey I talked about and folks like you standing up for dads, I mean, you see that beginning to change back. Women can still be strong, I maintain, and smart, you know, and innovative and creative. But why shouldn't men be on the same exact level?
Exactly. You know, Lady Justice has a blindfold, and that's really what we should be moving towards, where you don't see gender roles. You just see the facts as they are, regardless of their identity as a mom or a dad. And we have courts across the country, because, you know, at our offices at Cordell & Cordell, we're all across the country, including the United Kingdom. And we're seeing great strides, not only in the court system, but in the legislative system, where we have shared parenting plan suggestions, where, you know, that's the presumption that they are on equal footing. So we have great strides, where we see the next greatest challenge outside of custody is what we call manimony, which is where you have a guy, spousal support. He may not be the breadwinner. He may, by agreement, be staying home, but about 30% of guys are in that situation, but less than 5% are actually getting the spousal support because of that reverse discrimination. They think that he's a deadbeat, needs to get off the sofa and go to work, but it's okay to still be that masculine guy, but that's the next challenge, is still trying to get that equal footing. It is, it still exists, and it is still a battle.
Got to ask you, as long as you brought this up, I've just got to know, you said you have offices in England also. Have they had the same kind of a change in how they have been viewing men for the last 25, 30 years, and maybe now they're hopefully will go through changes like we're doing? Do you see a similarity over there?
You know, it's really interesting. I spent a significant amount of time in the U.K., as we grow our office and interviewing clients and listening to their problems. And but for that accent, you would think you're listening to an American describing the same problems, the same challenges, the same frustrations that guys face over here are the exact same frustrations in the UK. And that system is still challenged, just like the US. And we still see some forward movement. We've got some great opinions coming from the Royal Courts of Justice in the UK. But again, I would say that America and the UK, they're fighting the same battle. They're fighting the same stereotypes that they have exist today.
By the way, I've heard a lot of your ads before, a lot of them. And I think the advice that you do give men who are going through a divorce is great advice. You know, you don't lose your temper and watch what you say when you email if you want, but you know, watch what you say. And you know, I mean, men, you could say something that can be misinterpreted, and you've got to really watch how you deal with this kind of a thing. And if you are going through a divorce like this, and guys today, absolutely should get a lawyer. And I would encourage them to call, you know, don't think that she just got the lawyer and you're going to be okay. That's a foolish thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't operate on yourself. You wouldn't diagnose yourself with a medical condition. Same issue. And I always talk about interview multiple lawyers. Treat them like you're hiring a physician. someone who has your life in their hands, which is everything you've earned, and all of your kids. And it's the most important, most frustrating, and probably most stressful time in your life. So seeking counsel and getting educated, you know, going to dadsdivorce.com, mensdivorce.com, read articles, ask questions, and then get support from your friends.
All right. I know that you've got offices all over, and I'm not sure which number you want to give out, but you've got a website, I'm sure, for Cordell & Cordell. What is that?
Yeah, CordellCordell.com, and the easy number that goes nationwide, 866-DADS-LAW, D-A-D-S-LAW.
Okay, excellent. Listen, I appreciate you taking time to join us and to talk about some of this. I think it's very, very important in 2018, more than ever before. We've got to be able to start turning things around so there is true equitable views of men and women when it comes to media and in society in general.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. We're there to walk with them and partner with them through this difficult time.
Scott Trout, CEO of Cordell & Cordell, thanks so much for being with us, sir. I do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, a great Father's Day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take good care.